time is 5:30 UTC on July 26, 2006. This is Audio Wikinews News Briefs. Hezbollah crisis. More than 500,000 people have been displaced in Lebanon as the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah continues into its second week. A humanitarian crisis is unfolding in the country, an outlined plan for released efforts. Such efforts include opening a safe corridor to allow aid shipments to be sent to Lebanon. Evacuation of foreign nationals from Lebanon continues. Israel launched more airstrikes and also ground incursion into Lebanon, and Hezbollah launched rocket attacks on northern Israel. American Spencer Witt, who is currently filing reports from Lebanon, compared the difficulty average citizens are having today with those experienced during the Operation Grapes of Wrath. The Arab Times Barshera stated that the only difference found now and then is that Syrian forces are no longer present in Lebanon. Six ambulance workers and their patients were wounded when Israeli missiles struck Red Cross ambulances on a rescue mission in South Lebanon. Lebanese Red Cross demanded that Israel guarantee their safety through the United Nations or the International Red Cross, or they will cease all rescue missions. For the most up-to-date information about the 2006 Hezbollah crisis, please visit wikinews.org. Two children, an 11-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy, died in a fire in Mokeika, New Zealand. The cause of the fire was ashes taken from a log fire and placed in a plastic bucket. The ashes then reignited. A 54-year-old grandmother, the children's legal guardian, and a 34-year-old uncle, along with a firefighter, received minor injuries. They are in stable condition. A 23-year-old Tokaro man has been arrested for the murder of a school teacher, Louis Deer. Deer's body was found in her classroom one day before term 3 of the New Zealand primary school year was set to begin. Technology. Canada. Technology giants Advanced Micro Devices and ATI Technologies today announced plans to merge. ATI will be bought by AMD for $5.4 billion. United Kingdom. Joseph Doby, who is in his late 30s, lives in Berkshire and runs a robot design company, told Kate Winslet in an email, "If I am twice as lucky as I dare to hope, you will find this note charming." This romantic email was then forwarded around the world. We invite you to visit wikinews.org for the most up-to-date news and information. This has been Audio Wikinews News Brief. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the rest of your day. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.